Moose Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, folks, I got to tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I mean, how cool is it? They are one of the best right now at putting people back to work. And so as Mike Perkins, my friend, and I were just sitting here talking about the conundrums that employers are facing, I do know that a number of you are out there looking for jobs, and employers, you're also looking for employees. ZLA Solutions is one of the best at putting people back to work. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Jobs posted everywhere. They can also do all the recruiting, the background checks. They can take care of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, does not matter. Check them out at ZLAUSA.com. Well, listen, we're going to move to the last part of the Triple Dipper. And if you want to call in, I will go ahead and take those phone lines right now, 866-494-9866. What's on your mind? I'll be glad to hear it. We've covered some things today. The Montgomery update is still unpacking right now. As we speak, I did a check during the break, and the legislature is currently, like the Senate, is on the Senate floor. They did just pass the Senate districts map, and they are currently engaged in additional debate right now. I think the House is doing likewise. We're seeing plenty of debate, but I do believe they're going to wind up getting something passed out today, whether they have to cloture and shut down debate and move forward or not. The question in my mind is, what's happening with these vaccine mandate bills? And I'm going to try and get an answer for you on that. But listen, number three on the Triple Dipper, I said it before that that you know, Mike Perkins came in, and I said that the title of that whole section, and a little bit more to go here, is that human resources, it ain't for the faint of heart. I mean, Mike and I were just talking off the air as he was preparing to leave the studio, and you know, we just talked about the fact that we're up against what would have to be considered a perfect storm in the world of HR. It would just, in my opinion, suck to be an HR guy right now. If I was the HR guy at a company and I was dealing with all this stuff, I'd be saying, for the love of God, would someone please give me some clear guidance? And right now, the government who is mandating can't even give you clear guidance on how to enforce the mandate. They can't tell you what your rights are. They won't tell you clearly how best to handle it. You know, on the one hand, and this, by the way, this is where you get a government, all right? When you're in court with a government, you ding them if you can show that they were arbitrary and capricious. Arbitrary and capricious means they do it one way over here, they do it another way over there. And what you're going to wind up seeing is, and Mike said it earlier, is that very often the government, whether it be through the EEOC or some other entity like that, the government will lean hard in favor of telling you that you should grant religious exemptions for whatever. But now you got a COVID-19 vaccine, and the world will come to an end if we don't all get the shot. And suddenly it's not as clear. Religious exemptions? Why would they want that? I mean, a religious exemption, you need to lean away from the religious exemptions. Make sure you investigate that thoroughly. Don't give that too much credence. No, dadgummit. Your Attorney General, Steve Marshall, has already said clearly the law says that you should liberally construe this in favor of the individual who is seeking the exemption. And that's literally the deal. That's the law. That's the standard. And so I would hope that they would recognize that. Now, all that to say, the last part of the Triple Dipper on HR ain't for the faint of heart. One of the things that happens here in the fact that HR ain't for the faint of heart is what it does to employees' lives. And the fact that I found this great piece, this one came from Fox. And so Fox has got this piece written by a guy named Frank Miniter, and I'm not familiar with Frank Miniter, but it was solid. And it was kind of written as a recital of a conversation he had with a liberal Democrat. And this liberal Democrat told him, as they were talking about the election cycle and the 2020 cycle, said, Democrats are for the redistribution of wealth and power to the underprivileged, whereas you conservatives are just for what? His answer was freedom. And by the way, your wealth and power redistribution doesn't empower who you say it does. It just mostly empowers government. That's where we are right now. Government is feeling incredibly empowered because the people who are in government right now believe in themselves more than they believe in you. They believe in their ability to have, you know, the overarching control of all things as opposed to allowing for self-determination. And in this piece by Frank Miniter, he goes on to talk about the fact that, okay, He says, it's about a fundamental power shift. If the government can decide we must put something in our bodies, they can then decide all sorts of other things about the decisions we make. So you say Democrats have a clearer narrative that they're for the redistribution of wealth and power. Well, they want to empower the administrative estate over even our bodies, whereas the right generally wants to empower individuals. And he goes on to talk about Republicans versus Democrats. At the very end, he says, the right believes that we should have the freedom to vote and to vote out our decision makers, whereas the left is okay with the administrative state increasingly making decisions about our health care, how we can use our property, and so much more. At which he said the Democrats looked at him and said, well, yeah, I guess the Democrats are going to have trouble in 2022. Can you imagine being the HR guy right now in that environment? Now, by the way, some of them are doing amazing things, and I do know it. And Mike confirmed that. He has clients all over the nation right now who literally are saying, okay, listen, if you apply for a religious accommodation, I'm going to grant it. Just get me something. You can't just stand there and say nothing and have your arms crossed. You got to do the thing, all right? And right now, the two easy way outs are if you have a doctor that says don't get the shot, bring that doctor's excuse to your HR department and file for it. Immediately. If you haven't already done it, why not? But the same thing true of religious accommodations. If you have a sincerely held, that's by the way the legal standard, if you have a sincerely held religious belief that in some way stands between you and the vaccine, document it in your own words. I'm not talking about make something up or go out and get some study done or pay some big consulting fee or go get your priest to sign a notarized affidavit. No, what I'm saying is put it in writing. Have somebody help you if you want to. Put it in writing as to what it is about this situation that impacts you from a faith-based perspective. And get it in writing into your personnel department. Now, by the way, I will say this. As an attorney, I will tell you, you need proof of receipt. So I would ask for this to be, delivered in such a way that you can keep a copy or that you can show receipt, whether they sign off of it and give you a copy back, that's acceptable. Whether you send it to them by email, but you do a read receipt, a delivery receipt on the email, certainly. Whether you're a remote worker, I mean, keep in mind, there's a lot of people out there. They are remote workers. Why am I having to get a shot when I work from my house and I don't ever see anybody else? I don't have an office per se. Oh, but you're a federal contractor. Yeah, from my house. Well, if that's the case, if you can't do it by email with a certified return receipt, then I would go ahead and send it to them by, express mail, certified mail, FedEx, with a signature receipt. But you put it in writing in some form or fashion. Get away from your own, if you're one of those who's just frustrated and I'm not going to do anything, man, what are they going to do to me? Well, they're going to fire you. So take the extra time that it takes to write it down. Or go to your doctor and say, that physical condition that I have, doesn't it impact? Yes, it does. Is your heart condition get in the way? Yes, it could. So you basically get these things documented, get them to your HR department. That's the place that we're in right now. In the meantime, we are already seeing that courts around the nation are beginning to step in. You just saw, I broke the news a little while ago, that while I was on the air, that a court in Chicago agreed with the police union and put a stay on any terminations of the police officers in Chicago who are under Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's localized mandate. All right? That's big doings. If you're seeing that happen in a far more liberal district like Chicago, who, by the way, was probably just acceding to the union's wishes, but nonetheless, there it is. It's starting to happen. And like my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty said the other day, when a court is faced with an issue, it will at times look to see what other courts and other jurisdictions are doing. Sometimes they'll look for within their own jurisdiction to find relevant case law that is not necessarily of precedent, meaning it hasn't gone to the appellate level, but it's current and it shows a trend within legal decision processes. Other times they'll look outside their district or outside of their jurisdiction and find something that they believe is relevant that can be relied upon as a secondary law. Folks, we're seeing a trend, and your attorney general has filed suit, and your state legislature has got some bills. And what I'm saying is work the issue from your side. Do the best you can. Hold on, because we're looking at a multi-pronged approach to this incredible overreach, and that's what it's going to take. All right, I believe Copper had to leave, but Kelsey, if you would, go ahead and head us towards that break. You can cue the music, and we will be back in a few minutes, you guys. We've got one more break here. Going to come back. The phone lines are open. If you want to call in, I'll take a call, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866 on Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.